Welcome back. In millions of homes, not just in South Africa, but around the world, this very minute, parents are juggling like never before. They are juggling working from home. They are also juggling how to run a household. And also they are trying to juggle how to keep kids busy, not only with playtime, with activities, but also schoolwork. Around the world, many schools have closed during this time of pandemic and during the lockdown year in South Africa. Parents are also quite uncertain and unsure what is happening to the academic year because of this coronavirus lockdown. And although it is not yet certain, you know, when exactly schools will be starting again, we ask the question, should parents be stepping in to augment some of the teaching time that has been lost, or is that maybe a bad idea? Times have moved on. It's been a long time since I have been in school. So teaching a young child how to do long division, there may be new ways. So we're speaking to educational psychologist Jill Martina. She joins me now on the line to talk to us through thoughts on homeschooling and particularly caring and keeping our young kids busy. Jill, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Should we be homeschooling our kids when there's so much uncertainty about the 2020 academic year, about when it's reopening again? Should parents be starting to take some of that responsibility onto their own shoulders?
Yes, good evening, and thank you for having me on your show. I think it's an interesting question that you pose, and the word that you use, homeschooling, because in thinking about homeschooling, usually with homeschooling, one parent dedicates time to be home with the child, and there's a whole curriculum set up that's guided and directed around distance learning. And also there are lovely activities to go on and outings and that sort of thing. So I think one thing that we should look at here is, you know, that this isn't homeschooling. And in fact, I read an interesting article the other day that said this is actually crisis education, which was a useful way to think that parents are not teachers. They haven't been trained for 3-4 years to be teachers. We're really asking parents to facilitate some schoolwork that has been sent home, if it has, depending on the child's age.
And what happens if there is no homework that has been sent home, task work, activity sheets? What happens then, especially when with particularly younger children, the closer or the sooner you bring them into certain, for example, problem solving or mathematical concepts, the easier it is for them late in the year and late in their development?
Yes, so I think that this is such an extraordinary time, and I keep coming back to what President Cyril Ramaphosa described it as, and we must remember that this is a very strange time. We're all in this trauma together, and I don't use the word trauma lightly. Mm. We're all under stress. We as parents and adults and teachers are under stress, and our children and our teenagers are also under stress. And I think the other word that we're using and that is used is lockdown. And that is a very negative word in itself. And I encourage parents to reframe that as homestay, that we're staying at home to stay healthy and safe. Yeah. And if we can help to contain our children in this way and help them to feel safe and secure, that's actually our main priority at the moment.
Look, a lot of our attention is on the stress of parents. It's probably more likely adults listening to this conversation right now. But we also somehow forget that on the other hand, it's also very tough on children too. Yes, we're seeing it as a holiday for them, but they've also had their routine. They would get up in the morning, have breakfast, get ready for school, spend 5-7 hours at school, come home, play, and then do their nightly afternoon routine. Everything sort of out of the window now. So there's also this pressure, call it pressure, call it boredom, on children at the moment.
Yes, and in fact, you mentioned the word routine, and we know that children need routine in order to feel safe and secure. So we've had a number of weeks of being at home, and as you say, it's been the school holiday, And I want to emphasize the importance of structure and routine, that we need a routine and a structure each day. And I would encourage parents to keep it for the school week or the weekdays, have a particular routine that would focus on some activity that's stimulating for the child depending on their age. And keep a routine, but still keep flexible. But keep a routine because we all feel more secure and safer when we've got a routine. So I'm aware that children are getting bored, and I think that there are a lot of fun activities that parents can do with their children that keep them stimulated and doing problem solving. And, you know, if we're talking about primary school children, you know, you mentioned the maths. Maybe they could be revising their timetables right now or making their own flashcards and doing fun activities like that they would have been doing anyway. So I think a bit of stimulation is a good idea, and it helps the children also not only focus on the fact that they are home and doing homestay, and there is a lot of uncertainty and anxiety around them.
And I guess that is when creativity is key, doing activities together. The other day, I have my 10-year-old niece living with us for this particular period. And I went out when I went to do some shopping. I went and found pizza bases just to keep the creative juices flowing. She's been great with the arts and crafts, but I also felt maybe she needed to do something else. So I bought pizza bases and I made her do the toppings, grate the cheese, you know, cut all the materials. And she had so much fun. It occupied her for the 30 minutes of preparation, the 15 minutes in the oven, and of course the 2 minutes of eating afterwards. So creativity in this case is also quite key.
Yes, and another thing that has struck me during this time is that like you mentioned, our children have had very scheduled lives up to this point during the school term, with the school day and activities afterwards and homework, and they might be feeling, you know, that life is so unstructured right now. But don't worry about your children getting bored, because that's where creativity and imagination come as well. And I'm just thinking the example you gave, I'm picturing you doing that, making the pizza with your 10-year-old niece. And that time together is so precious and what they remember. And I want to come back to that connection, that we're needing to connect with our children. And to do activities where they're also learning through that. I mean, what a wonderful life skill that your 10-year-old niece can now make her own pizza, if we think of that.
We're speaking to educational psychologist Jill Maltino about her thoughts on keeping your kids occupied during this period of lockdown. There's not much schooling happening, so do parents take the initiative and augment some of that learning time that has been lost? You mentioned that very critical aspect of boredom. And I've been following a few articles over the last few months of how boredom is necessary. Boredom is key to creativity, and everything is at our fingertips, whether it be our phones, our tablets, the always on Wi-Fi, the satellite TV. There's very little that kids can't say that they actually are bored, but how boredom is probably sometimes a necessity. That is how these ideas pop into our heads. These are ideas where all of a sudden we hum a tune and it becomes a lovely melody, or you all of a sudden start seeing shadows on a wall cast by the leaves of the tree, and that gets your imagination and your creativity flowing. So boredom is actually a very, very key part to human development and creative development, isn't it so?
Yes, and I would second that wholeheartedly. I agree with you that children these days, in such a technological age that we live in, are constantly stimulated, and they're not having to sort of think of activities for themselves or get bored and, as you say, go and find something interesting to do. And I would take this strain of thought one step further to say that with young children, when they're bored and they start to go and do independent play, that's when they're processing a lot of their feelings and their experiences at this time. So I would really encourage parents to let their children play, because our children are sensing that the world is so different now and anxious about it and not really understanding it. So the more that they're doing their own play, and by that, for older children, I would mean drawing and painting and whatever is coming out spontaneously, that's actually helping them process what they're experiencing.
And I do also sense, and here's something that I haven't noticed, it's very, very weird, very, very odd for me, over the last 2 weeks and a bit, the only children that I have seen is my niece and my two-year-old daughter. I would often see plenty of children when I were to take my daughter to play school, and the children are lovely. I love seeing children, but in the community where we live, people are adhering to the lockdown. My trip to work is at 6:30 in the evening, so I don't see many people. So I've actually not seen children in quite a long time. So what is then the effect on the kids at home? If you're maybe a single child or maybe you have a brother or a sister, what is the effect on children by not seeing their mates for all this time?
I think that's such an important part of this conversation. And children need to see their friends and talk to their friends where possible. And developmentally, I mean, children, the social aspect of children's development becomes so important if we're thinking primary school and the tweens and then high school and the very young ones as well. So I would encourage, wherever possible, if there could be a video call, maybe once a day, you know, like a kind of mini play date, that they would have been seeing their friends anyway. And I've heard children look so forward to those times when they can just see their friends and even play a game with them. I know my niece is playing lots of games online with groups of friends, which is satisfying a part of that for her and so important for her. And I think part of this, that actually what we're talking about here, is managing to create a balance for our children at this time, that we're also needing balance for ourselves as adults and parents. But the children are needing a bit of the structure and the routine. They're needing some stimulation. They're needing some sort of quiet time to play and get bored, and social time and family time. Yeah. So I would encourage parents to try and see if they're bringing in all of those aspects in. And I must still, acknowledge that working parents must find this very difficult when they've got work demands and pressure. And when, I can imagine parents listening to this saying, when am I doing an activity with my child? And if it's a young child, trying to get all the materials together and the challenge of that. And a lot of parents that I'm talking to at the moment are absolutely exhausted. It's exhausting wearing all the different hats of parent and professional and trying to make sure that everyone's coping okay. We mustn't underestimate that. And if I can just say that I think we all just need to acknowledge that we're doing our best, that this is a crisis time, and we are not teachers at home. We are still managing our jobs. And that we're just trying to be good enough parents in a crisis. And I really do want parents to kind of hold on to that and not compare themselves with what, you know, the family down the road is doing and what amazing activities you can see on the parents' WhatsApp group about amazing crafts and homework and all sorts. Just focus on your family, and each family is different, and what works for you.
And that's some of the competition that we see in terms of the adult role of posting of all these things their kid has been doing, all the crafts, all the reading, all the books that they've done over the last 2 weeks. And so we shouldn't be holding ourselves to competition to others, especially in the era of social media.
Yes, I must say, I mean, just as we say each child is different, we know within a family each child in a family is different and each family is different. Mm. And also keeping in mind that each family has a different set of circumstances and we're all grappling with different stresses at the moment. And so if there was ever a time to just focus on your family and look at what works best for your family. Mm. And as I say this, I mean, some parents might not be able to do an activity and try and stimulate their children on a particular day. And that's okay. Mm. We need to breathe and recognize that we are trying to deal with a very challenging set of circumstances.
Does that also mean don't be too hard on yourself if you've had a particularly busy day running, working from home, if that is what you have to do, running a household and allowing the kid to sit in front of the TV? If there's one day in the week or a few days in the week where that is the babysitter, that is the thing that's going to keep the kid occupied. I know it's not optimal, but no use beating yourself up about it because we all need to get by. We all need a coping mechanism.
And if I can just say, it's been interesting. I was preparing and thinking about our conversation this evening, and I have a small child, and I was working while she was sleeping, and you know, I put the TV on for a short time, twice, and when I went back to her and engaged with her, I realized I hadn't had any downtime. Mm. And as parents, we're not getting our own downtime. You know, when we're working, we're driving to work and transitioning to work and driving home or traveling home and processing what's happened in the school day. But here we're going straight back into parent mode, professional mode, you know, and it's exhausting. And for parents to recognize that they haven't even had, say, 5 minutes, 2 minutes of time just to be quiet with themselves, which I think is a real struggle at the moment.
One thing I'm not enjoying, and I'm sure this is part of the beauty and part of the enjoyment of spending time with families, is games night. I have a 10-year-old that cheats, Jill. I have a 10-year-old that cheats at games. And very, very early on, I decided, I'm not playing with you anymore because you cheat. But it was a bit of a joke. But yeah, but it's been fun having these nighttime engagements, particularly in the evenings. I look, my show's in the evening during the weekday. But on weekends, I've absolutely enjoyed spending that late evening after dinner with a cup of tea. We've put the TVs off and it's either a game of Ludo or Snakes and Ladders. We teach her how to play cards, but goodness, she can cheat.
And I'm laughing because, of course, with family time, that, you know, the dynamics are going to come up and the children are possibly going to act out or do that sort of thing. We do have to acknowledge that in a stressful time, it might come out even more. And parents are also more challenged to kind of manage all of that. And I think what I just want to say is I've talked to friends who have children all around the world experiencing all different circumstances related to COVID-19. And what I keep hearing from everyone is the children have never been happier. To spend that quality time with their parents and their families, it's really struck me. And I can see it in my own home as well. And one of the things that I want to communicate this evening is that your children will look back at this time and they won't think of how many worksheets they did and, you know, did they keep up with their schoolwork. They're going to remember how you were with them, how you made them feel. And keep that in mind about trying to remain calm and grounded yourself, because that is so important for our children right now.
Jill Martino, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate the conversation. I'm sure lots of parents have learned quite a bit of, you know, how to deal with this issue. As you say, it's an unprecedented time, but the time now is to love and enjoy and to appreciate the time spent with your kids. Jill, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.